Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
caught a glimpse of your smile, and I knew right then and there you had something quite so rare. I couldn't miss this chance of a lifetime, so I said,
"Hey girl, how you doing?
Do you mind if I talk to you? Can we chill for an hour or two?
Hey girl, how you doing?
You've got me mesmerized.
Hey girl, how you doing?
When I look into those beautiful eyes. And ever since that perfect day, when you took my breath away, girl, you changed my life. Talk to you.
Hey girl, how you doing?
Can we chill for an hour or two? Yeah.
Touch like it was yesterday. The way you used to pick me up, the way you never let me down, the way your scent would fill the room. But nowadays you're not around, and I still love you.
Heaven sent you, used to ask me where I came from. Now I call you and there's no reply. Maybe you're with another guy.
the feelings that you have for me will never leave, baby. I still love you. Thinking I wasn't right for you, so I let you go, and now I'm missing my life with you. I should have thought about it, now I'm just hard about it, stuck with my choice, and I can't sleep because my thoughts are crowded. Some say I'm strong, some say I can't believe you. I try to be tough, hold my tears from hitting the ground beneath you, but I guess I'm see-through, painted my feelings on the wall, kicking myself because I can't.
Welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. How are you? I'm doing okay this morning. I rolled out of bed to do the show, but you know what? As I was listening to the music that I was playing at the opening of this show, I really love doing the radio shows. I really do. I love, you know, the times when I come and I talk and you guys listen. I love it when there's those times that some of my listeners call in, but mostly I really love playing the music. And sometimes I just have to sit back and reflect, you know, why I do what I do. And, you know, especially when I hear amazing, amazing indie music that I really believe that the world needs to hear and get to know these artists, you know. I think back on the days when I used to save up my money from babysitting or working at the flower shop to go and buy the new 45s and new 33s that came out, and how exciting that was for me, and it felt like such an accomplishment. Music doesn't feel the same as it did back then because it's so accessible, and I think because it's so accessible that there's a lot of people creating. And there are people that are creating that's not necessarily the best or not necessarily topics that really work, or it's not necessarily production that is well done. But when you have that opportunity and you weed through and you find like a gem, you know, like the artist I started out today's show with, Noel Gordine, brand new CD, City Heart, Southern Soul, with his piece No Worries, going into Rick Palma with Hey Girl, and then closing out that set with my baby boy Sheldon Butler with I Still Love You. You listen to music like that, that's music that gets inside of you. You know, this is, of course, my opinion, right? But they tell a story, they have a vibe, a groove about them, or whatever it is. And most of the time when you hear an artist talk about their work and why they write the way that they write, generally it comes from something that they're going through or have gone through, or something that they know somebody else is going through. And so that's where so much of the music is created, from within the heart, within their souls. And I get to play that for you. That's exciting to me. I get to play the music for you. And so I think it's a great way to gather in the morning, noon, and evening, you know, is around some music. So thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Coffee with Flava this morning. It's all about playing some great indie music. It's about sharing some thoughts and stories with you. As I was saying that, you know, listening to the music this morning, it just kind of helps me really, really, you know, think about why I do what I do. You know, this is not an easy industry to be a part of, just like many jobs out there, you know. I love it, though. I love the challenges of it. You know, but when you run across those shady people, you know, that come along, you know, and you don't really see it coming in the beginning, and it kind of hits you in the end, and you have to go through some things that feel a little uncomfortable. I think that's the hard part, because I always talk about watching and paying attention, just sit and be quiet and watch, you know, and sometimes even when you do that, you can be fooled, you know. I'm one who believes in doing research and stuff, and, you know, I think the situation that recently went through myself, what bothers me the most is that it wasn't just me that was affected by this particular person, it was other artists. And I feel this nurturing side coming out in me and wanting to protect the artists, because I don't want to see them go through any bad situation. It's hard enough to be an indie artist trying to get out there, you know, but when you have somebody who comes along who is not right and convinces you to come and get involved with them when it comes to, you know, their careers, that really, really bothers me. And I have been thinking back what, you know, and I think there were red flags, you know, I think there were, that possibly I overlooked and maybe even others. But, you know, it's about being able to pick up the pieces, put it back together, and keep moving forward, as my friend and colleague J.C. Cage would say, forward movement. So let me jump into some more music for you. And this girl's one of my favorites. So please excuse me. I just have to play her music, like, all the time. I think I'm going to play Rose by Tony Hill.
Being naive, I was really waiting, wondering where's my a couple rocks and made me a brand new fishing pole. See my daddy, say he be by today, fixing to buy me a baby doll and some clothes array. Something pretty for my head is what he said. Just meet me by old man Studdard and I'll meet you there. Needless to say, he ain't never come back. Never wipe away the tears nor apologize. Being naive, I was really waiting, wondering where's my rose. And despite the pain and the devastation, he will never know. See, I was waiting for him, like I've been waiting on you. Now my gonna make this quick run. Got a couple of stops. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. Something just popped up. Them excuses that fish don't fly remind me of my daddy, how he kept me pacified. Being naive, I was really waiting, but he'd never show. Being naive, I was really waiting, wondering where's my rose. And despite the pain and the devastation, he will never know. See my pappy, he like a pack of guns. Say if I see that Negro coming by, well, he better run. He ain't my auntie. Oh, she like to talk. Said my daddy had another family before I could walk. Being naive, I'd never know that. And still I don't care what. And for me, he may never know.
Yeah, man. It's raining outside. Just looking out the window, man. See the whole city. What if the world were one color? What kind of world would it be? Everybody the same color, Stevie Wonder would see. What if Abraham Lincoln never freed the slaves? What if weed was legal? I had trees for days. What if Lil Wayne cup was filled with Kool-Aid? LL was a nerd, he wasn't really Cool J. What if the NRA changed all the gun laws? And no one could buy guns out the gun store. What if I Kevin Hart was like 6 feet tall? It probably wouldn't be funny at all. Everybody rocking gold cause it trended at James. But what if this guy had on fake gold chains? What if the black man could swim and the white man could jump? What if the Reeboks never made the pump? What if Kobe and Shaq never had beef? Cause probably had 10 rings apiece. What if O.J. Simpson would've fit that glove? What if Whitney Houston would've never did drugs? What if Sean Poe would never shot the gun in the club? What if the homie Eazy-E would've wore that glove? What if the Crips wore red, the Bloods wore blue? What if Dr. Martin Luther King's dreams came true? What if Chris and Rihanna never had that fight? Shooter never checked his phone, it would've been a good night. It's what if. Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking what if. If this was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk. Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking what if. If this was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk. Yeah, man. Just chilling in the crib, you know. Got the Ciroc on the rocks. Look like the sun coming out, man. Yeah. With a BMF never got knocked by the feds. What if Black Just never got shot in the leg? What if LeBron played Jordan in his prime? Both would probably be dunking from the free line. But there was no more coke in Washington Heights. What if Django was directed by Spike? What if Trayvon was a white kid with a hoodie on? Rest in peace to all niggas in the hood that's gone. What if Dougie Fresh never met Slick at the party? Then hip-hop wouldn't have had no la-di-da-di. What if they stopped making those Air Force Ones? I be all up, I love my Air Force Sons. What if Trigger stopped itching? No more killing in the hood. What if they stopped snitching? What if Kendrick Lamar never kicked that verse? Would the hip-hop game be better or worse? It's what if. Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking what if. If this was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk. Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking what if. If this was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk.
even if I let you go in April, you say no. You gon' say no. Even if I tell you I love you no more, you love me more.
Just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Playba, where I'm going to bring you a variety of independent artists from all over the United States and around the globe. And I'm going to share some thoughts and some stories with you. So I hope you're doing well. I'm actually doing well myself. I have been struggling with sleeping for a couple of weeks now. I think that what's going on is there's just so much going on that I have a hard time shutting my brain off. I don't have a problem getting in the bed and just laying down, but that actual sleep doesn't seem to come until, like, say, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and then I only get a couple of hours of sleep, and then I got to get up and, you know, take care of my daddy and take care of business and stuff. And so it actually really, really caught up with me yesterday, and I spent a lot of time sleeping, which I know wasn't good because I really need to sleep at night, but I guess my body just needed it. And I'm really, really blessed at the fact that I work for myself, and so I could actually go lay down and rest my body. And I think I'm going to feel better. I do. I think I'm going to feel better. I just need to learn to, like, shut my brain off. Do you have that problem too? What do you do? Man, if you got a great tip, besides I do not want to take medications. I'm so not into that. I mean, the melatonin or valerian, that's cool or whatever, you know. I do meditation and prayer time, and I even have meditation, you know, music and apps that I listen to. You know, which I think has helped a bit with relaxing myself, you know, but I just don't fall into that deep sleep quickly. It takes hours to get there. So, man, if you've got a good tip for me, email me at radio@flavornews.com and let me know, you know, what you think might help me get back to the sleep. Because I'm at that age, I need sleep. I can't do it off of a couple hours. I really need at least, I'd say, 7 hours of sleep straight. And so I'm not going to fake the funk. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, you know, I can, you know, just go, go, go without rest. No, I'm not one of them people. I know plenty of my artists and my colleagues that are like that. I'm not. I got to have my rest. I do. I got to have my rest. So a lot going on always. You know, a lot of exciting things going on, but that seems like always lately. I had a great talk with my son the other day, and, you know, we were talking about what was going on in my world and with my career as Lady Flava and all, and, you know, he's like, man, you know, it's like all of a sudden, you know, the doors are open and the blessings are flowing, and he was right, you know. Man, just opportunities after opportunities are coming my way. And that blessing out of all of that is, it's not just about me. It's given me the opportunities to be able to open the door for some of the creative souls that I really believe in and that have come my way. You know, I was having a conversation with one of my colleagues the other day, and I don't think that people really, really get it. You know, yes, I'm in a position to make some really great money. But that's not just for me. You know, I believe in Flava News so much. I believe in Flava Marlick so much. I believe in what I've started out and created in 2007 to support artists. I have an ultimate goal, an ultimate dream is to have a Flava Grant Foundation that I can gift creative souls, you know, with money to go towards completing a project. You know, over the years, the conversation always seems to come back to the lack of money. And I know that's a struggle. I also know that if you really want something, you can obtain it. I believe that also. You know, how many times do we spend money on things that we can't see tomorrow? See, say, even going to Starbucks, right, spending almost $5 for some coffee, right? You drink that in a matter of maybe 15 minutes to 30 minutes, right, and it's gone. You know, just think if you went to Starbucks on a regular basis, but you set aside and said, okay, I'm not going to do it 2 days, but you take that money you would have spent, you know, those 2 days and put it in a can and put it just aside and say, this is for my project or whatever. I think it's really, really is possible, but we don't think like that. And we're not good at being disciplined to put that money aside. Right. But I think we need to, when we really, really want something, I think we need to have that capability of disciplining ourselves to save that money. When it comes to taking things to the next level, a lot of it has to do with discipline. It has to do with hard work and determination. And as easy as it is to say those words, it isn't always easy to follow through in action, you know. And I think that that's one of the things that I really, really take from the jobs that I've had in the past is the fact that they gave me great skills great skills, as much as maybe I didn't like some of the jobs. They gave me great skills in being disciplined. It gave me great skills in being organized. It gave me great skills in knowing how to prioritize the tasks that are before me and time, budget my time out, you know, figure out, you know, what needs to be done when and how I can fit it into a day's time or a week's time, you know. And so think about those things when it comes to your life. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be a creative soul, but I think that, you know, when you want to obtain things, it really, really starts with a discipline. The other thing is really making good choices, you know, checking out what's going on in your world. What can you control and what can't you control? And I really, really encourage for you to really, really look at the people that you call your people and how you really, really interact with them. I was having a conversation with my daughter the other day, too, that different people can play different roles. Maybe, you know, this person is somebody that you have a great time just going to the movies with or out to lunch. And then there's somebody else that you might confide your life in because you trust them that much. And I do think that everybody needs to have that one person that you can trust. You know that it's just going to stay between the two of you. And you can pretty much say, do, be, however you are in that moment and not have to worry about it. And so I got a cat trying to crawl on me. So anyway, you know, it's about reflecting. It's about, you know, taking inventory and just knowing, you know, what changes you have control over that you can make. And so even if it's as simple as going into a job and trying to figure out, you know, how can I go to this place because I need the paycheck, you know. And I really think that attitude is everything, you know. Even if it's as simple as going into that job and saying, you know what, I'm doing this because I need the paycheck until I can do something better. Just think about it. Just think about what you can do to make your life better. It's something that I reflect on religiously. I talk about it all the time, you know, and I believe it. I believe that I have the control in how I go through life and how I face the challenges that come before me and how I work through them and how I continue to move forward. So let me jump into some more music. I think I'm going to take you up to Canada, and I really, really love this woman's spirit. And, you know, I actually really, really like her look. She's got some flaming red hair. This is Miss Honey Bee La Rochelle, and I'm going to play Canadian Girl.
On the number one team, don't need no bread, just give me that green. Style so fresh, swagger tits so mean. Fellas warm, even ladies mean. Tryna get close, tryna get to know me. Like I'm an American dream. Canadian girl, let me do my thing.
me. I show versatility. I could be your little wee wee French lover. But cross me, turn around, I'll be one bad mother. Sucker, run for cover. Or I could be a Florida girl. Bow drinks with umbrellas. Bikinis for the fellas. But Brooklyn's the home where I made my name. Started touring the world and really chasing my fame. I'm playing to win, I'm playing for keeps. You playing yourself, you play against me. Cause I'm not gonna stoop to your level. I got a heart like an angel, but the mind of a devil. I'm crazy. I'm coming like dangerous CeeLo. So wicked, my style so loco. Clearly, I'm an American dream. Canadian girl, let me do my thing.
Oh, 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 let me do, let me get by,
let me get by.
Complete.
Ba 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 ba.
today. Tell me what's going on. Self-respect at an all-time low. That's why I'm singing this song. They say money makes the world go round. Makes me wanna holler. Brothers stealing and killing each other just to make a dollar. We gotta be the change we wanna see. Authority, preying on the weak, bringing down the community. We gotta be the change we wanna see. I feel it's time to find a solution. They wanna make a better world for you and me. We need a love revolution.
That was the perfect song for me to play, especially on today's show. But anyway, in this last set, I played Honey Bee La Rochelle with Canadian Girl going into Miss Margot B from the Boardwalk Empire with her piece Complete going into Bashar Assad with Love Revolution. Did you hear that message in Love Revolution? Did you hear it? You know, we need to be the change. We do. We need to be the change. How many of us have those conversations and say, you know, I want this different, or I want that different, or why is it this way, or why is it that way? But it's all about, you know, sitting in our spaces and having those conversations, you know, amongst a few. When, if you want to see a change, you know, you need to step out there. You need to say, hey, this is what we need to do. This is the way it needs to be. And stop accepting things that don't make you feel good, you know. I think that we need to step up. And that's why it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling to be amongst others that want to affect change and will work towards affecting change. And I'm blessed to be partied up and to work closely with some of those people, not only here in the Pacific Northwest where I am, but over there on the East Coast, like my dear, dear colleague and friend Lamont Carey. So anyway, gosh, the show went by so quickly, so quickly. I hope you enjoyed the music that I shared. I hope some of the thoughts and stories I shared with you also meant something. I think this is just my way, you know, of coming and gathering with you on Wednesday, what we call hump day, and just being able to say, I care, you know, you matter. I want to share this time with you. I want to be able to give you, you know, best wishes as you embark on this Wednesday. Sometimes I wish that I had the capability of doing a show every morning, because that's the thing I miss about Flava Coffee House, is just being able to greet people in the morning and wish them a good day. That was probably one of my favorite times of day, you know, to be at the coffee house, is that morning coffee, you know, when somebody would stop in and grab some coffee on their way to work or school or as they start their day, and for me to just be able to say, you know what, have a great day. And that's why I come and I do this show for you on Wednesdays, is because I just want to share some thoughts, good music, and say to you, have a great day. Please look in the mirror and know that you matter. You're a great person. You have so much to give and so much to offer, not only yourself, but to others. Let me play another song before I close out today's show. And I think I'm going to play Michael Bossman with How Can I Be Down?
Sex appeal, looks that kill. You got a smile to pay the bills. You got the will, I just wanna ride. You got style, cinnamon lips, tall glass of water, wanna take a sip. Like a radio hit, I can't get off my mind. You got me running, keep me coming. Yeah, I'm losing my mind. I'm going round and round. Tell me now, how can I be down? Body's aching, got me shaking. Sugar lane, like birthday cake, and I just wanna buy one in a million beautiful. He's got both the moon, he made you, but I want you to put you in my life. Yeah.
Life. That's Pacific Northwest. Michael Wassman with How Can I Be Down? I got to give a shout out. It was such a wonderful, blessed surprise for me, you know, when my dear friend Vernon started featuring my radio shows in his newsletter. He does, I guess it's called a daily newsletter because it's called the High Road Daily out of Maryland. And he, on a regular basis, features one of my radio shows in his newsletter. And I'm thrilled. You know, that's the beautiful thing about the internet, you know, being able to connect with amazing people from around the world. And in different ways, being able to be supported and to support others. And I want to thank you, Vernon, so very, very much for, on a regular basis, on a weekly basis, you know, taking one of my shows and putting it into your The High Road Daily. So thank you so much. I want to thank everybody who tunes in to Morning Coffee with Flava and to any of my shows that I do here on Flava Marlux Radio. I want to give a shout out to my business partner and the other part of Flava Marlux. He's the Marlux part, Mr. Mark Van Claggett. I thank you so much for your support of who I am and trusting me to do my part of our partnership and business. I want to thank everyone that's out there making a difference for somebody else, not just yourself, but somebody else, because that's how we affect change in the world. Take care. God bless. And I'll meet you here at the Coffee House next Wednesday. And almost every day of the week I do a show. So have a great, great day.